Welcome to Talking Wealth. This is Janine Cox, Investment Analyst at Wealth Within. What I'd like to talk to you today and over the next 3 weeks is a very interesting subject on our big four banks, or the four pillars as they're also known. A lot of people ask, what do we think of the banks and are they expensive? How do we rate the banks at the moment? And I'd have to say that I still think there's good buying in that sector. Over the next 3 to 6 months, I think we'll see some nice growth. The good thing about the banks is they've always got that solid earnings base. Sometimes we hear announcements in the media where they're talking about the banks have downgraded their forecast, but it's not as often as what you may hear from some of the growth type stocks where their earnings tend to be quite volatile. And people say, well, look, you know, I want to set up a growth portfolio and a bank's really not suitable for my type of portfolio. And I guess I would say to them that I disagree with that, as a bank is really good at underpinning any type of portfolio. And yes, it will generate growth as well as income. And some people may not be looking for that income, but it is a nice little bonus, especially if you've set up your portfolio using a margin loan and you're wanting something to help you pay off the interest as the portfolio continues to grow. Looking at the banks, I know they're not short-term propositions. They are medium to longer-term trades that we generally take on banks. And when you're talking about whether something's overvalued or not, although we don't put a great deal of focus on the PE ratio, it is a really quick rule of thumb that you can use to determine whether something's overvalued or not. And looking at the banks right now, you'd have to say that they're pretty low. And my point of comparison would be if we go back in time to the 87 crash and look at the PE of the market at the time and what was happening then, because people are talking right now about the fact that the market could be overvalued. And when you think about some of the big drivers of our market, which are the banks, then you'd have to say that's not necessarily the case right now. The average PE is around 17, and therefore if the banks are tracking around that, and you'd have to say that there is a fair bit of upside there. Also, I'd have to say that the banks are a defensive play, and you'd have to look at what's happening over the next 6 months with a lot of super money coming into the market. I think we'll see more money going into the banks. The government have allowed people to put large lump sums into their super funds by the 30th of June. And, you know, I'd have to say if anyone comes to me and says, look, which banks are most likely to benefit from that, you'd have to say that the NAB and the CBA are definitely in line to benefit. But remember that we don't just look at what's happening from a fundamental level. We also put a great deal of importance in our teachings here at Wealth Within on the technical side. And when you're looking at the banks from a technical side, we can see that there is, you know, quite a bit of upside. I mean, NAB looks like it's got about another 10% growth over the coming months, and could be a little more than that. But Westpac, I think, is likely to achieve around $30 over the next 6 to 12 months. So, you know, at the moment, that's looking like my favourite. And if you look at a couple of stocks such as Westpac and ANZ, and you try to compare what's happening with those two stocks, they, over the last 4 years, they've looked quite similar in how they've unfolded. I'd have to say that Westpac is likely to outstrip ANZ. I think that ANZ's likely to continue to trade up for the short term, and then I think it's going to have a bit of a pullback. And it seems to be, in technical terms, we look at timing of stocks, and it seems to be running ahead of time of say, Westpac. I think Westpac's got a fair way to go before what we call the cycle crest is due. And looking at the way that NAB unfolds, I mean, NAB had a serious pullback, as we all know. That was around about 2 years ago. And so, therefore, ANZ's further in front than NAB as well in terms of its cycle. So, looking ahead, I'd have to say that Westpac would have my tick of approval, as well as ANZ for the short term and National Australia Bank for the short to medium term. That's all for me this week, and I'm sure that we can talk further on the banks next week. We'll explore a little bit more on the technical side next week, and I'll explain to you, you know, how I've come to my conclusions in terms of the upside and where they're likely to go over the next 12 months. Look forward to talking to you then. Bye for now.